Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. The resonance of Scripture is one of the reasons we keep coming back to the same stories again and again. We see ourselves in these stories, our own lives, and the things that matter about living them. The song, If You Are Willing, was written out of one such scripture. Mark, Matthew, and Luke all record the story of the leper who kneels before Jesus in faith, saying, "If you are willing, I know you can heal me." How often do we find ourselves in a similar circumstance, hoping for mercy from God? Returning to the story from Scripture encourages us to hope in God's goodness. Jesus said, "I am willing. Be healed."
Come to you broken, desperate need, wanting your healing touch, hoping that you will not pass me by, hearing me when I call. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me see. Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me. Just say the word, reach out your hand and touch my eyes. If you are willing, save this life. Come to you weary, burdened for rest, hearing your still small voice, hoping that you will quiet my soul, whispering, if you are willing, you can grant me peace. Lord, if you are willing, you can rescue me. Just say the word, speak to my heart, restore my soul. If you are willing, save this life. I know you're willing, you can raise these bones, cause them to stand, and let my heart know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, the great I am. I know you're willing, yes, I know you're willing.
What prompted you to write the song?
You kind of inspired it on the key anyway, because you said your favorite key was the key of E. So we kind of said, hey, let's go back to visit the key of E And then it was just kind of, well, how would I approach the Lord? And I thought about examples in Scripture from God's Word. And then also it was inspired a little bit because we just attended that worship conference in the Gateway Church. They had some songwriters there and they were sharing some stuff. They keyed on that key passage where the leper was in need of being healed. And he said, if you are willing. And so I started chewing on that a little bit.
There's the example that's in three of the Gospels, in Mark, Matthew, and Luke, where the leper comes to Jesus. Was there any other?
Well, the other time Jesus came, and I think there was a blind man there, and Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? Hmm. And he says, we want to see.
Yeah.
And that kind of struck me as well. And then just going deeper with the Lord, being touched by the Lord, the second verse kind of brings that out, where I was thinking of the Old Testament prophet Elijah and how he had just done this victorious conquering all the false prophets of Baal, and then he was scared and he ran to the cave. And God spoke to him in the cave, and he basically said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah was saying, well, I've done all these great things for you. I'm the only one left. It seems he was discouraged. He needed a touch from the Lord.
The verse 2 with the hoping that you will quiet my soul.
Yeah, whispering, I'm yours, that mm-hmm. idea. And then his idea of, well, I'm weary because I just done all this work for you and I'm burdened for rest and I just need a touch from you. And the Lord does. He speaks to him twice there.
Right. And the hearing your still small voice, that's Elijah too, isn't it? In the Old Testament. There's the great wind, but God's not in the wind, and then there's the whatever else, noise, that God's not in the noise.
The storm, the lightning, right, and so lightning. Forth. He's just in that still small voice.
Yeah, so that even just that phrase in verse 2, hearing your still small voice, recalls the experience of Elijah, and then how we translate that into our own experience with God.
Yes. Sometimes we get weary, we get worn out, we need a fresh touch from the Lord. I'm feeling all messed up inside and broken, and I need to be healed, or I need a physical healing. God is able to do that, or, you know, that refreshment that comes from the Lord.
Hmm.
You know, even Isaiah talks about that, those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So it's in that seeking the Lord in that moment. Lord, if you are willing, and I believe that God is willing.
But you also have the touch my eyes, which is recalling that other story with Bartimaeus. Yes. It's kind of a combination of those two stories, but I like that. It's these characters who are in need and who approach Jesus, and Jesus responds by meeting their need, you know, by being willing.
And then, you know, the last verse, you know, I know you're willing, you can raise these bones. You know, you think about Ezekiel and the field of dead bones and they come to life, but also Christ says he's the resurrection and the life.
Mm.
You know, and we who are believers in the Lord, because Jesus has risen again, we too will rise again because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. It's Christ's power at work in us, the resurrection and the life.
Yeah, I really appreciate the way that builds. We call upon God for physical healing. We call upon God for emotional healing or for a centeredness and bringing our internal burdens to him. And then ultimately for our salvation, you know, saving our souls.
So
tell me some about the writing process.
Oh, whatever I do. Yeah, I kind of, well, you know, some people, they come up with melodies and then they write, try to fit words to it. Most of the time in my writing, I sit down and I look at scripture or I begin to pray playing guitar. So sometimes I'll come up with a chord pattern and then just hum in a melody and then try to put words to it with the thought of the idea. So I kind of work on both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does that fit? And usually they're prayers, you know. I like to put actual scripture to music and not reword it, but then I try to reword it sometimes to make it fresh. So this one came about pretty much trying to put myself in their place. Lord, if you're willing, I'm broken before you. I know you're great. I know you're good. But if you're willing, if you could just touch me, you know, heal me, kind of, and then sing about that as a prayer to the Lord, an offering to him. And so grateful that the Lord is willing. And especially, you know, the whole kind of, with a bridge idea, all who call upon your name, you know. I kind of wrestled, well, do I change that to say, I will call upon your name?
Mm.
You know, which that's true, but all who call upon your name, the word says, shall be saved.
It's broadening, right?
Yeah.
So the verses, I come to you broken, or I come to you weary.
Yeah.
I know you're willing. So yeah. It's very personal.
Very personal.
But there's also this idea that it's broader, you know,
yeah.
The truth of Scripture that all who call upon your name will be saved. So I like that.
Yeah, and then you think about those characters, you know, the leper, the blind man. How did they know about Jesus? Well, he had touched others. They heard about it, or they saw it.
Hmm.
So it was all, hey, everybody's coming to him. So, man, I'm coming.
That's cool. It's the movement that was happening.
Yeah.
That drew people to him. And that's what is happening in worship, too, when a lot of people are together pursuing God. Sometimes that invites us in a way that maybe we don't find alone worshiping.
Yeah, so I think, and that is true. Yeah, that's why we do need to worship together.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I think what's interesting about the song to me is the way that these references from Scripture that we can identify also track with our own lives, you know?
Yeah.
So I've never had leprosy, and I've never been blind.
Right.
But I know what it's like to call upon the Lord, you know,
and
ask him to meet my need. And so that's a cool synthesis when a story from Scripture or a concept from Scripture, just even an echo or reflection from Scripture, there's a place in my life that it intersects, you know?
Yeah.
So in terms of, you know, you personally, when you're writing this song or singing this song, beyond just the Scripture, where in your life does it intersect? Where do these ideas intersect?
Well, for me personally, you know, I have been sick and ill. You know, I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2018,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, dealing with that and then recovering from that. I've been cancer-free, but thanks be to God for that.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, for my own personal life, Lord, I want your healing touch, you know. I don't want you to pass me by. So that, I resonate with that. It's not being lame or being blind, but it's another thing that I don't have control over, you know.
Absolutely.
When we experience a diagnosis of cancer, we don't have control over that. And so we really have to cast everything upon God. And just in our desire, human desire, yes, Lord, heal me now. But we have to just, in one sense, ask him for that healing, if you're willing, knowing that he is, but also rest in his sovereignty, even if he isn't going to heal me. I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to rest in you. God, I just want the best in my life for you. I want you to be glorified in my life. So,
yeah.
And then there are times, you know, when we do ministry and you're working, you're weary, you're burned out, you need a fresh touch from the Lord saying, God's saying, I got you. I'm still with you. I'm still encouraging you. Don't worry. I haven't given up on you.
Yeah, I think as you're describing the feeling, you know, coming to the Lord in a serious illness where you're casting really everything before him. You're laying your whole life down because it's outside of your control.
Yeah.
That is a picture of worship, isn't it?
It is.
And I think when we say worship, a lot of times we mean telling God that he's great, which it is. I mean,
yeah,
telling God that he's great is praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, I mean, that picture of just laying down in front of the king with nothing, with no power to save yourself.
Right.
That's a worshipful posture, you know? So to just lay your life before him. It very much is a definition of worship, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
And Jesus invites us, you know, the other verse, cast all your cares, he says, on me, for I care for you.
Yeah. And so it's good for a worship song to contain that.
Yeah.
So that you can, you know, you can invite that posture and invite that connection, I think, which is great.
I come to you broken, desperately. Your hand and touch my eyes.
say the word, speak to my heart, restore my soul. If you are willing, save this life.
You can find this song and more songs by Teddy O'Farrell at teddyofarrell.com or at bandcamp.com/teddyofarrell. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.